Welcome back to ENN Radio, a weekly podcast from Elon News Network bringing you the story behind the headlines. I'm Anna Terry. This week, we are talking about diversity in sports at Elon University, hearing from Elon men's basketball player Chuck Hanna, who is a Black athlete, as well as what Elon Athletics is doing to show support for their athletes during the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm here with Caitlin Rundle, sports director for ENN. Caitlin, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is awesome. Thank you.
So I just have a few questions for you this week. So you focused on race in athletics, and one of the people you interviewed was Elon Jr., Chuck Hanna, who plays on the Elon basketball team. And in this interview, he talked to you about code switching.
It's basically like kind of changing how you perceive yourself in different environments. So if I'm in a professional environment, I'm not going to be wearing a do-rag. I'm not going to be wearing a hoodie or anything like that. Like, I'm going to kind of fit the professional image of button down, trying to like really like pronounce my words, not using slang terms and things like that. And the same kind of applied for me at the schools I was at, because I already felt like going into it, I was of the lesser group, and I didn't want to fit into the stereotype of what it meant to be a Black kid from the inner city.
Basically, code switching is when you change the way that you talk, the way that you act, the way that you present yourself to basically fit into the environment around you. So in Hannah's case, he was talking about code switching when he was going to schools with a lot of suburban draws from it. And he would talk about how he kind of needed to fit in a little bit more. He felt that he was always kind of on the outside of what was normal, so he would try to change the way that he talked. Something interesting that he was talking about was that he would try to over-enunciate his words a lot. He would wear certain clothing to try to fit in with the people around him. So just things like that, where you try to really just fit in to what's around you instead of just kind of doing what you want to do and what's natural for you.
I felt like I had to fit in, so I did things that made me code switch, and I had to like kind of sacrifice my values and what I like really like considered important to me in order to feel accepted in the area that I was in. And so like once I went to school and I went to private schools and I started learning about the culture of like Black culture more, and I started to like talk to my family about it a little bit, and I started to really like become aware of everything that was going on around me, I kind of realized like, oh, like this isn't normal. Like, I know that this isn't something I shouldn't have to do, but it's what I feel like I need to do.
Hanna says when code switching, he gets surprised reactions from the people he meets.
Like, hey, you're not what I expected you to be. And so, like, when you hear that, that's when you know that, like, you've either done a really good job at code switching, or people just don't try and take the extra mile to get to know you besides looking at you and having their own biases about you.
And does Hanna feel like his need to code switch has increased or decreased at all since he's become part of the Elon community?
Yeah, so he said that since coming to Elon, he has felt a decrease in the need to code switch a little more. He did say that this was probably because of his just constant exposure with his team and just everyone else in athletics. He was talking about how there is a high percentage of people of color within athletics.
According to Faith Shear, Associate Director of Athletics who oversees diversity efforts in athletic, Black men make up 35% of athletes at Elon.
It's changed over the time that I've been here, but generally it's right around 35%, 36% of the African American males or the Black males on campus are student athletes, and it's sort of lingered around 20% of the Black female students on campus are student athletes.
He kind of feels a little more at home, a little more natural there because he is exposed to more people of color than he was growing up in middle school or high school. So he did say that he felt a little more comfortable at Elon than he did middle school and high school.
As a Black man and student athlete, Hanna holds two distinct identities. Does he ever face stereotypes as a result of them?
He didn't mention any stereotypes that he faced specifically at Elon, but something interesting that he talked about was kind of people assuming that he does play a sport or that he did already play basketball. He was talking about specifically when he was in middle school, how some teachers would come up to him and be like, oh, you know what question I'm going to ask you, right? And he would say, like, no, like, I don't know you. And their response would be, oh, well, you play basketball. So he said that sometimes that frustrated him a little bit, because why was that the first question that they asked him? You know, like, why wasn't it, is it your first year here? Like, what other classes are you taking? Things like that. He said that sometimes he would get frustrated that people kind of just assumed that he did play a sport, or that specifically that he did play basketball. Something that he does now, which I thought was funny, was that he tries to kind of mess with people's heads a little bit. And so
I kind of do this thing where, like, I'm trying to mess with people a little bit. Like, they assume I play basketball. I tell them I did, like, water polo or something, just to see what they, like, kind of how they react. And if they kind of lean backwards, I'm like, all right, cool. I just broke whatever bias you had towards me, and now you don't look at me as a basketball player.
And he can tell that if he can tell if they had a bias towards him, and he can tell kind of where they are at that point, you know, like, did I just break the bias? Did I prove a bias?
Considering the percentages of Black athletes at Elon that Shira mentioned, Elon Athletics is doing more to have conversations on race relations at Elon and racial injustice across the country.
Shira and Hannah both said yes, that conversations have definitely increased. Over the summer, Athletics had kind of like a town hall where they had a panel of people just kind of answer questions, kind of talk about their experiences. They had pastors, they had past police chiefs, they had administrators from Elon, they had coaches from within athletics, and everyone kind of just basically got to go up to a mic, say a story, ask a question, things of that nature. And that was something that Hannah said was beneficial, just to kind of air out everyone's concerns, everyone's opinions. And also at the end of that, all of the athletes there received a domino, and it's kind of like creating the domino effect. It was kind of a play on that. So Hannah specifically actually does say that he still keeps that domino with him, and he'll see if the domino has flipped over to another side, and if it has, then he'll be like, oh, who have I impacted today? Like, what have I done to try to make that domino effect happen with Elon specifically?
I'm here with Miranda Ferrante, one of our reporters at ENN. Thank you for joining me, Miranda.
Thank you for having me.
This past week, you covered the Black Student Union Solidarity event, and one of the speakers there was Hunter McIntosh. What did McIntosh speak about during the event?
McIntosh really focused on addressing the white community and emphasized this idea that there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. He said that sympathy is saying that I understand or I'm sorry, while empathy is showing up. So he made a point that all the people at the event who were willing to listen, they were being empathetic, they were showing up, and they were showing that they cared.
Also at the event supporting McIntosh was the men's basketball coach, Mike Shiraji.
So he was there in support of Hunter McIntosh and all of the Black Student Union. And he said that he didn't come there with the intention to speak, but he wanted to convince everyone on this campus to continue to say Black Lives Matter. And he was so proud of everyone in attendance and that they were continuing this conversation about structural racism in America. And he made a point that he never experienced what it's like to live as a Black man or a Black person. But he said he's seen it, he heard it, and he sees his players experience it. And he thinks it's so important that we just, as a university, as a country, continue to do more.
That's it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Subscribe to ENN Radio on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And when we're not in your feed, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com, and follow us on social media at Elon News Network.